meeting to order, please. All right, and Boy Snipes and Jim Spearman are here for the Board of Zoning Appeals. We were not able to reach Theron Brown to be a part, so two of you make a quorum. What you have in front of you today is consideration of a variance request for 200 Augusta Street. The applicants are Myron and Tracen Barney. They are sitting right over here. Their next door neighbor is Miss Sandra Brown, who is sitting over here.
I've never been Brown.
Sandra Powell. I called you Sandra Powell the last time.
Let's go back to the cold war.
What are you drinking today?
I don't know. I've been working on legislation.
I've never been a Brown, though. I've got some good friends that are Brown.
And I met you as a black one. I called you black one that one.
Yeah, well, it's close. I'm his aunt. You know, that's just okay.
And Jeff Claren is our code enforcement officer and our fire marshal. So Jeff is in charge of putting all this information together.
Okay.
He has worked with the Baronies. And in your packet, you have their application. They have done a lot of renovations to the house at 200 Augusta Street. And they would like for the porch to be a little bit bigger than it currently is. Well, for that porch to get bigger, it goes into the setback. And so Jeff has issued what I believe is an appropriate opinion that they can't do that based off the zoning code because it comes into the setback. That's why we have the setbacks. The Baronies have the right to appeal that decision to you, and you have the right to override Jeff if you would like. If you want to look at the application that you have or in your packet that you have right here, staff is not opposed to what they're doing. We support the...
Okay, use your staff. Are you staff?
Yes, this is Kelly Carter, city clerk.
Okay.
Yes. So we support what the Baronies want to do, but we're not able to grant them the authorization to do it because of the zoning law. You are allowed to grant them the authorization if you so choose. I think this, I'm going to go to the front page. They would like to put a porch that is currently 4 feet by 7 feet stoop that already exists and make that an 8 by 14 covered front porch. Staff supports what they'd like to do. We just don't believe that we have the authority to grant that that request so they can get the building permit to do that. You have a diagram on the fourth page of your packet here. And Ms. Powell, I believe, would like to express her opinion about the proposal.
I'm here as a next door neighbor and also representing my husband, who had to go to Lowe's to pick up more stain because 76 Supply was out and I want that porch finished before I kill him. So he could not be here, but he agrees wholeheartedly with this. We're just thrilled to have wonderful neighbors next door that are enhancing the value of the property, therefore enhancing the value of our property. So we are 100% in favor. Plus they can sit on their porch and we can sit on ours and wave to them.
So it comes to you for your consideration and deliberation. You can decide yes or you can decide no or you can take no action. Those are your three options. So we would be happy to, staff would be happy to entertain any questions you have. The Baronies, I'm sure, will be happy to entertain any questions that you might have as well.
So are there any concerns that, from a safety standpoint, that by them adding on, that you think it would cause?
No, sir. Okay. The only reason I had to decline it was because it breaches the setback line.
Yeah.
I can't approve that. I don't have the authority to approve that.
No.
I don't see any reason that it would cause any kind of conflict or interrupt anything that would normally go on there. And as big as the city is right now on appearances and sprucing things up, making it look better, I think it's going to improve the curb appeal of the property. So, I mean,
you know, I rode by and looked at your place, and, you know, I don't think that would be a problem.
Not at all.
It won't be out as far as mine, I don't believe.
I was going to say, and even my front porch, I'm rather close to the to the road.
Yeah,
so,
and ours was put on long before zoning was ever thought of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm also your neighbor. I live on Augusta Street.
Oh, okay.
Well, howdy, neighbor. Where are you on Augusta?
And I'm very familiar with your location.
Okay.
Because I have a child that lived there all those years.
Oh, okay.
And
it's Claudia's dad. Oh, okay. Mr. Spearman.
Yeah.
And my thing is about the neighborhood standard, if you can make it less ugly, do it. And that's what I'm going to do. And I also, that's the way I do everything. You know, it keeps it simple and you can't fail just about it. It's hard to fail. And so I'm to the point. I'm so old, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be considered if I was young, because I'm not qualified by staff standards.
Would you hush? I'm next in line when it comes to the old part.
I'm here today, but I won't be back. This is my goodbye kiss.
Final one. Well, we are honored that you're here.
Yeah, and I have no objection.
No,
thank you.
Neither do I.
But I did read the sign and I read the newspaper ad.
Okay.
So, and I read the Lesser Journal.
Yep. So, well, what you would need to do is one of you need to make a motion, one of you would need to accept the request as presented.
Yes, I move that we accept the request as presented.
Would you second that?
I will.
And then you need to take a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Both were in favor. Now I need you to have one more official action before you go, Mr. Spearman.
All right.
You have in your packet the minutes, and we failed to include this on your agenda.
Yeah.
You have the minutes from the last time you met, which was February 25th, 2025. And if you would, consider adopting those minutes the same way you just did that action. One would make a motion.
I make a motion we adopt the minutes as written.
All right. Awesome. And you would second, and then you take the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And motion carries. So that, you will show up one more time. When we do the minutes from this meeting, you'll be noted. You'll be in the room, at least in spirit, all if right. not in any other way.
See? I was coming preparing to come, whoever takes complaints, I had no water.
No water?
In my house.
Today?
I had water, but I had no water pressure. I had no water pressure.
Oh,
but it's running down the street, if you don't believe me. If you can
go down the water and
drink
from
the pool.
What they're doing is helping our good neighbors on Lucky Street have decent water, so I'm not complaining. But mine was back on right before.
Well,
I was able to brush my teeth.
But I knew.
That's right.
I'm here by myself.
I was supposed to be here 10 minutes earlier, and I was 3 steps late, but I got here before all of you. Mr. Snipes was early. And, but I didn't worry about it, because they can't start a meeting without me. I legitimately have a quorum to start with.
Oh, man. So your next action would be to take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I so move.
Second it?
Second. And yes.
And then you vote. All right. So you are now adjourned.
And people think government is complicated.